This is Marketplace Money. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So I'm going to throw a number out to you. $1 million. Now, that's a possible cost scenario for a retired couple facing long-term care costs and out-of-pocket expenses. Ann Carnes joins me now. She's a reporter with the New York Times, and she wrote about this topic on our joint healthcare collaboration. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Ann, you know, $1 million, and we've heard some really giant numbers tied to out-of-pocket costs for retirees, even with all this new healthcare coverage. But how does that number get so big?
Well, it's important to remember that it is a large number and it can be scary, and it's not a number that would necessarily apply to most people or you individually. But it can get there under different scenarios depending on your particular situation. For example, each year Fidelity Investments does an estimate of retiree health costs for a couple. If a couple were to be 65 retiring this year, for example, they estimate that their out-of-pocket health spending throughout their retirement would be about $220,000. Depending on what assumptions you make, that number can get bigger or smaller. Some of the assumptions they make include that the couple lives to their early 80s, but many people now live into their 90s. And if you tweak the assumption to account for someone living into their early 90s or the couple living into their early 90s, the number gets much bigger into $300,000+. And the estimate does not include any costs for long-term care, which can be quite expensive.
That's very expensive. And, you know, besides folks living longer, which, of course, the scariest thing is seeing the posters today that say that babies born today are most likely to live to 100. So this is the future. But, you know, also, too, you mentioned in your piece that nursing home costs, according to Genworth, are growing at more than 4% a year. And is it true, though, that we are also in retirees are also taking on more costs? So it's not just the rising costs of the services, but it's also the fact that more of the cost is being put on the consumer. Is that the case?
Well, Genworth Financial estimates that the median cost for a nursing home now nationally is for a semi-private room is close to $80,000. It's in the upper 70,000s, and it's higher for
wow.
a private room. If both members of a couple were to end up needing a nursing home, which is the most expensive form of long-term care, that would also increase their costs greatly. There are other types of long-term care that are not as expensive, such as assisted living or home care, but those are more likely to be paid out of pocket because many long-term care costs are paid by Medicaid, the federal state program for low-income people. Mm-hmm. But Medicaid does not cover assisted living or home care in many states. It varies by state. The long-term care component can really be a big factor in health costs. And more than half, I believe roughly 65% of people who reach 65 will end up needing some type of long-term care before they die.
Long-term care as we live older is becoming more and more of a concern for folks. But at the same time, a lot of big insurers are actually dropping long-term care insurance. What's going to work here in terms of long-term care? Does the insurance still help and can it?
The issue now is that there's been great sort of turmoil in the long-term care insurance market. It's become much more expensive and underwriting is much stricter, so some people can't qualify for long-term care insurance. But if they do qualify, it can provide help for people who do need long-term care as they age. It can cover at least part of the costs. The catch with long-term care insurance is that many people, to qualify and get a decent premium, need to apply in their 50s or 60s before they're ill. Once they need it, they're no longer qualified for it. So you could be faced with paying premiums for a good 15, 20 years or even more before you would file a claim. Some people look at the annual premium and think, well, I'll just take my chances.
So how are folks able to plan for this? I mean, is this about looking to pay for long-term care? Where's the planning part of this?
People do need to plan in some way for health costs when they retire. And that's sort of the message here, is that most people don't think of healthcare costs in the way that they need to. Healthcare costs can eat up a much larger proportion of people's retirement savings than they expect. So whether or not they're saving specifically for out-of-pocket costs or long-term care insurance, they should look into saving more to cover healthcare costs. And there are some mechanisms that can help people, such as health savings accounts, which are a tax-advantaged savings account that works sort of like an IRA for healthcare. You can put money into it pre-tax, and you can withdraw it tax-free as long as it's for healthcare purposes. But in order to qualify for these health savings accounts, you have to have a high-deductible health insurance plan. The IRS sets limits every year on what those deductibles are, and if you qualify, then you can have a health savings account. The accounts can be used in two different ways. It can be used in a short-term fashion to cover costs that your health insurance doesn't until you meet your deductible, for example. But many financial advisors urge people who can afford it to not touch the money, to essentially put money in it every year and let it grow to cover your costs in retirement.
Oh, Anne, so many hoops for us to go through. But it's really important to recognize that these costs are substantial in retirement and that we can do something about it. So thank you so much for joining us. Anne Carnes is a reporter with the New York Times, and she wrote about this topic for our joint healthcare collaboration called The New Healthcare Math. Anne, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.